This is the universe speaking to you. You are now tuned into the Modern Spiritual Life Coaching Podcast by the certified master life coach and spiritual guide, Coach Chip. Welcome, souls. We now begin this episode of a transformational journey. Unedited, unscripted, and creating something from nothingness. Now, let there be light on modern spiritual life coaching.
This is episode 143 on the Morning Gratitude. Happy Pandemic Monday. Coming up, it's chapter 4 of the Tibetan Book of Dead. Stay tuned right here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast, your transformational journey.
Your host, Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip, on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
Well, a good happy pandemic Monday on this Morning Gratitude of the Modern Spiritual Podcast. And we are sketching for some time this morning. A lot of things going on here with the Tibetan Book of Dead. We are coming up near the ending to it, and we're going to be going to chapter number 4. But this morning, I'm paying more attention to the world hum. That's when the universe speaks to me and speaks to a lot of people, when you hear the big humming side in your left or right side of the ear. That normally typically means that the place of the shifting of the universe of the planet is moving. And that's telling us usually that disaster coming or something is going to be really bad that's on its way. Normally, when the Earth talks like this, Mother Gaia, it's not really anything good. The last time it did this, it was an earthquake that hit. So in the meantime, I'm just going to have to go back over here to the World Report to file that report of the World Hum. It was at 4:11 a.m. this morning, Arizona time. And that should show up in the report once I get it done. But in the meantime, let's get into the Forbidden Book of Dead on chapter number 4 so that we can continue on with this mini-series that we have here. And this is going until Saturday, so let's get into it right now on the Modern Spiritual Podcast.
Here is our recap from the last episode of Chapter 3 from the Tibetan Book of Dead, for Light Rays of Wisdom.
Arises before him, and he is self-liberated. If he does not receive this showing, even a good person can turn back from here and wander in samsara. Then the 8 wrathful Gauris and the Pishachis with various heads will emerge from within his own brain and appear before him. So to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words.
Now here we go with Chapter 4 of the Tibetan Book of Dead on the Modern Spiritual Podcast mini-series.
O child of noble family, listen without distraction. The 8 Gauris will emerge from within your own brain and appear before you. Do not be afraid of them. From the eastern quarter of the brain, white Gauri will appear to you, holding a corpse as a club in her right hand and a skull cup filled with blood in her left hand. Do not be afraid. From the south, yellow Gauri shooting an arrow from a bow. From the west, red Pramoha holding a sea monster banner. From the north, black Vetali holding a vajra and a skull cup filled with blood. From the southeast, orange Pukasi holding entrails in her right hand and eating them with her left. From the southwest, dark green Gasmari, drinking from a skull cup filled with blood, which she holds in her left hand and stirs with a vajra in her right hand. From the northwest, pale yellow Chandali, tearing a head and body apart, holding the heart in her right hand and eating the body with her left. From the northeast, dark blue Shmashani, tearing a head and body apart and eating. These 8 Gauris of the directions surrounding the 5 blood-drinking Harukas will emerge from within your own brain and appear before you. Do not be afraid of them. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. After them in turn, the 8 Pishachis of the holy places will emerge and appear before you. From the east, Singamukha, wine-colored, lion-headed, with her 2 hands crossed on her breast, holding a corpse in her mouth and tossing her mane. From the south, Vyagrimukha, red, tiger-headed, with her 2 arms crossed pointing downwards, her eyes staring and her teeth snarling. From the west, Shurgalamukha, black, fox-headed, holding a razor in her right hand and entrails in her left, eating them and licking the blood. From the north, Shvanamukha, dark blue, wolf-headed, carrying a corpse to her mouth with both hands, her eyes staring. From the southeast, Rudramukha, pale yellow, vulture-headed, carrying a large human corpse over her shoulder and holding a skeleton in her hand. From the southwest, Kankamukha, dark red, hawk-headed, carrying a large flayed skin over her shoulder. From the northwest, Kakamukha, black, raven-headed, holding a skull cup in her left hand and a sword in her right and eating a heart and lungs. From the northeast, Ulumukha, dark blue, owl-headed, holding a vajra in her right hand and a sword in her left, and eating. These 8 Pishachis of the holy places, surrounding the 5 blood-drinking Harukas, will emerge from within your own brain and appear before you. Do not be afraid of them. Recognize whatever appears as the play of the mind, your own projections. O child of noble family, the 4 goddesses of the gates will also emerge from within your brain and appear before you, so recognize them. From the eastern quarter of your brain, Ankusha, white, tiger-headed, holding a goad and a skull cup filled with blood will emerge and appear before you. From the south, Pasha, yellow, sow-headed, holding a noose. From the west, Shunkala, red, lion-headed, holding an iron chain. And from the north, Ganta, green, serpent-headed, holding a bell. These 4 goddesses of the gates will emerge from within your own brain and appear before you. Recognize them as Yidams. O child of noble family, After the 30 wrathful Harukas, the 28 yogins will emerge and turn from within your brain and appear before you, with various heads and bearing various symbols. Do not be afraid of them, but recognize whatever appears as the play of your mind, your own projections. At this moment of reaching the crucial point, remember the instructions of your guru. O child of noble family, from the east, the six yoginis of the east will emerge from within your brain and appear before you. Rakshasi, demoness, wine-colored, with the head of a yak, holding a vajra in her hand. Brahmi, orange, serpent-headed, holding a lotus in her hand. Mahadevi, great goddess, dark green, leopard-headed, holding a trident in her hand. Lobha, greedy, blue, mongoose-headed, holding a wheel in her right hand. Kumari, virgin, red, with the head of a yellow bear, holding a short spear in her hand. And Indrani, white, with the head of a brown bear, holding a noose of entrails in her hand. Do not be afraid of them. O child of noble family, from the south, the six yoginis of the south will emerge from within your brain and appear before you. Vajra, yellow, with the head of a pig, holding a razor in her hand. Shanti, peace, red, with the head of a sea monster, holding a vase in her hand. Amrita, nectar of immortality, red, scorpion-headed, holding a lotus in her hand. Chandra, moon, white, hawk-headed, holding a vajra in her hand. Danda, club, dark green, fox-headed, holding a club in her hand. And Rakshasi, demoness, dark yellow, tiger-headed, holding a skull full of blood in her hand. Do not be afraid of them. O child of noble family, from the west, the six yoginis of the west will emerge from within your brain and appear before you. Bakshini, eater, dark green, vulture-headed, holding a club in her hand. Rati, pleasure, red, horse-headed, holding a large corpse's trunk in her hand. Mahabala, great strength, white, Garuda-headed, holding a club in her hand. Rakshasi, demoness, red, dog-headed, cutting with a vajra razor in her hand. Kama, desire, red, with the head of a hoopoe, shooting an arrow from a bow in her hand. And Vasaraksha, protectors of wealth, dark green, with the head of a deer, holding a vase in her hand. Do not be afraid of them. O child of noble family, from the north, the six yoginis of the north will emerge from within your own brain and appear before you. Vayudevi, wind goddess, blue, wolf-headed, waving a flag in her hand. Nari, woman, red, buffalo-headed, holding a stake in her hand. Larahi, sow, black, with the head of a sow, holding a noose of teeth in her hand. Vajra, red, with the head of a crow, holding a child's skin in her hand. Mahahastini, elephant, dark green, elephant-headed, holding a large corpse in her hand and drinking its blood. And Varuna Devi, water goddess, blue, serpent-headed, holding a noose of snakes in her hand. Do not be afraid of them. O child of noble family, the four yoginis of the gates will emerge from within your brain and appear before you. From the east, white vajra, cuckoo-headed, holding an iron hook in her hand, and from the south, yellow vajra, goat-headed, holding a noose in her hand. From the west, red vajra, lion-headed, holding an iron chain in her hand. And from the north, dark green vajra, serpent-headed, holding a bell in her hand. These four yoginis of the gates will emerge from within your brain and appear before you. These 28 yoginis arise spontaneously from the play of the self-existing form of the wrathful Harukas, so recognize them. O child of noble family, the Dharmakaya appears as the peaceful deities out of part of the emptiness. Recognize it. The Sambhogakaya appears as the wrathful deities out of part of the luminosity, so recognize it. If at this time, when the 58 blood-drinking deities emerge from within your own brain and appear before you, you know that whatever appears has arisen out of your own radiant insight, you will immediately become a Buddha, inseparable from the blood-drinking deities. O child of noble family, if you do not recognize in this way, you will be afraid of them and escape, and so go on to more suffering. If you do not recognize in this way, you will see all the blood-drinking deities as lords of death, and you will fear them. You will feel terrified and bewildered and faint. Your own projections will turn into demons, and you will wander in samsara. But if you are neither attracted nor afraid, you will not wander in samsara. O child of noble family, the largest body of these peaceful and wrathful deities are like the whole sky. The medium ones are like Mount Meru, and the smallest ones are like 18 of our bodies, one on top of the other. So do not be afraid of them. All phenomena appear as lights and images. By recognizing all these appearances as the natural radiance of your own mind, your own radiance will merge inseparably with the lights and images, and you will become a Buddha. O child, whatever you see, however terrifying it is, recognize it as your own projection. Recognize it as the luminosity, the natural radiance of your own mind. If you recognize in this way, you will become a Buddha at that very moment, there is no doubt. What is called perfect instantaneous enlightenment will arise on the spot. Remember, O child of noble family, if you do not recognize now and are still afraid, all the peaceful deities will appear in the form of Mahakala, and all the wrathful deities will appear in the form of the Dharma King, the Lord of Death, and you will wander in samsara with all your projections turned into demons. O child of noble family, if you do not recognize your own projections, even though you have practiced Dharma for an eon and are learned in all the sutras and tantras, you will not become a Buddha. But if you recognize your projections, with one secret and one word, you will become a Buddha. If you do not recognize your projections, they will appear in the form of the Dharma King, the Lord of Death, in the bardo of Dharmata, as soon as you are dead. The largest bodies of the Lords of Death fill the whole sky, and the medium ones are like Mount Meru. They will come filling the whole universe. With teeth biting the lower lip, glassy-eyed, their hair tied on top of their heads, with huge bellies and thin necks, holding the records of karma in their hands, shouting strike and kill, licking up brains, tearing heads from bodies, pulling out internal organs. In this way they will come, filling the whole universe. O child of noble family, when projections appear like this, do not be afraid. You have a mental body of unconscious tendencies, so even if you are killed and cut into pieces, you cannot die. You are really the natural form of emptiness, so there is no need to fear. The Lords of Death too arise out of your own radiant mind. They have no solid substance. Emptiness cannot be harmed by emptiness. Be certain that the external peaceful and wrathful deities, the blood-drinking Harukas, the animal-headed deities, the rainbow light, the terrifying forms of the Lords of Death, and so on, have no substantiality. They only arise out of the spontaneous play of your own mind. If you understand this, all fear is naturally liberated, and merging inseparably, you will become a Buddha. If you recognize in this way, they are your yidams. Think with intense longing, they have come to invite me in the dangerous pathway of the bardo. I take refuge in them. Remember the three jewels. Remember your own yidam. Call his name and supplicate him with these words. I am wandering in the bardo, so be my rescuer. Seize me with compassion, O precious yidam. Call your guru's name and supplicate him. I am wandering in the bardo, so be my rescuer. With your compassion, do not abandon me. Supplicate the blood-drinking deities with longing and say this inspiration prayer. When through strong unconscious tendencies I wander in samsara, in the luminosity of abandoning all fear, may the blessed ones, peaceful and wrathful, go before me. The wrathful goddesses, queens of space, behind me. Help me to cross the bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the perfect Buddha state. When parted from beloved friends, wandering along, my own projections, empty forms appear. May the Buddhas send out the power of their compassion so that the bardo's terrors do not come. When the five luminous lights of wisdom shine, fearlessly may I recognize myself. When the forms of the peaceful and wrathful ones appear, fearless and confident, may I recognize the bardo. When I suffer through the power of evil karma, may my yidam clear away all suffering. When the sound of dharmata roars like a thousand thunders, may it all become the sound of the six syllables. When I follow my karma without a refuge, may the Lord of great compassion be my refuge. When I suffer the karma of unconscious tendencies, may the samadhi of bliss and luminosity arise. May the five elements not rise up as enemies. May I see the realms of the five Buddhas. Say this inspiration prayer with deep devotion. All fears will disappear, and you will certainly become a Buddha in the Sambhogakaya. So it is very important. Do not be distracted. These words should be repeated 3 or up to 7 times. However great the sins and however bad the remaining karma may be, it is impossible not to be liberated. But if whatever is done for them, they do not recognize, then they have to wander in the third bardo, the bardo of becoming. So its showing will be taught in detail below. Most people, whether they were much or little adept in meditation, are very confused by fear during the bardo of the moment before death, and so they have no means except this liberation through hearing. To those who have meditated a lot, the bardo of dharmata comes suddenly when their mind and body separate. Those who have recognized their own mind and become experienced while they were alive are very strong when the luminosity appears during the bardo of the moment before death. Therefore, practice during life is most important. And those who, while they were alive, have meditated on the visualization and complete practices of the tantric deities are very strong when the peaceful and wrathful visions appear during the bardo of dharmata. Therefore, it is extremely important to train the mind thoroughly in this liberation through hearing in the bardo, especially during one's life. It should be grasped, it should be perfected, it should be read aloud, it should be memorized properly, it should be practiced 3 times a day without fail. The meaning of its words should be made completely clear in the mind. Its words and meaning should not be forgotten, even if 100 murderers were to appear and chase one. Since this is called the great liberation through hearing, even people who have committed the 5 deadly sins will certainly be liberated if they only hear it. Therefore, it should be read aloud among great crowds and spread afar. Even if it has been heard like this only once and the meaning not understood, in the bardo state the mind becomes 9 times more clear, so then it will be remembered with not even a single word forgotten. Therefore, it should be told to all during their life. It should be read at the bedside of the sick. It should be read beside the bodies of all the dead. It should be spread far and wide. To meet with it is great good fortune. It is hard to meet with except for those who have cleared away their darkness and gathered merit. If one hears it, one is liberated simply by not disbelieving. Therefore, it should be greatly cherished. It draws out the essence of all Dharma. The end of the showing of the bardo of dharmata, called the great liberation through hearing. The bardo teaching which liberates just by being heard and seen. Sarva Mangalam. Respectful homage to the deities, gurus, yidams, and dakinis. May they cause liberation in the bardo. In the great liberation through hearing, the bardo of dharmata has been taught above. Now comes the remainder of the bardo of becoming. Although the bardo of dharmata has been shown many times before this, apart from those who were adept in meditation on dharma and have good karmic results, because of fear and bad karma, recognition is difficult for those who were not adept or who were very wicked. So from about the 10th day onwards, they should be reminded again in these words. O child of noble family, listen well and understand. Hell beings, gods, and the bardo body are born spontaneously. When the peaceful and wrathful deities appeared in the bardo of dharmata, you did not recognize them, so you fainted with fear after 5.5 days. But when you recovered, your consciousness grew clear, and a body like your former one rose up. It is said in the Tantra, with the former and future material body of the bardo of becoming, complete with all the senses, wandering without obstruction, possessing the power of miracles resulting from karma, seen by the pure eyes of gods with the same nature. Here, former means that you have a body like your former one of flesh and blood because of your memories of it. But it is also radiant and has some marks like the body of the Golden Age. This is the experience of a mental body, so it is called the mental body of the Bardo experience. At this time, if you are going to be born as a god, you will experience the realm of the gods. And whatever you are going to be born as, jealous god, human, animal, hungry ghost, or hell being, you will have that experience. Therefore, former means thinking, for up to 4.5 days, that you have a material body of memories of your former one. And future means that after that you will have experiences of wherever you are going to be born later. So they say former and future. Whatever projections arise at this time, do not follow them or be attracted to them or yearn for them. If you are attracted to them or yearn for them, you will wander in the six realms and suffer misery. Although the projections of the Bardo of Dharmata appeared until yesterday, you did not recognize them, so you had to wander here. Now, if you are able to, meditate undistractedly. Rest in a pure, naked mind, luminosity emptiness, which your guru has shown you, relaxed in a state of non-grasping and non-action. You will attain liberation and not enter a womb. If you cannot recognize, visualize your yidam or your guru above your head and feel intense devotion very strongly. This is very important. Again and again, do not be distracted. So one should say. If he recognizes this, he will be liberated and not wander in the six realms. But under the influence of bad karma, it is difficult to recognize, so one should say these words. O child of noble family, listen with undistracted mind. Complete with all the senses means that even if you were blind, deaf, lame, and so on, when you were alive, now in the Bardo state your eyes see forms, your ears hear sounds, and all your senses are clear and faultless. So it is said, complete with all the senses. This is a sign that you have died and are wandering in the Bardo state, so recognize, remember the instruction. O child of noble family, without obstruction means that as you are a mental body and your mind is separated from its support, you have no material body. So now you can pass back and forth even through Mount Meru, the king of mountains, or anywhere except your mother's womb and the Vajra seat. This is a sign that you are wandering in the Bardo of becoming. So remember your guru's teaching and supplicate the Lord of Great Compassion. O child of noble family, possessing the power of miracles resulting from karma means that you now have miraculous powers resulting from the force of karma in accordance with your actions, not those which come from meditation or virtues. You can circle the four continents and Mount Meru in an instant and arrive anywhere you want instantaneously as soon as you think of it, or in the time it takes a man to stretch out and draw back his hand. But these various powers are unsuitable, do not think about them. Now you have the ability to display them without hindrance. You can perform everything you think of, and there is no action you cannot do, so recognize and supplicate your guru. O child of noble family, seen by the pure eyes of gods with the same nature means that those who are going to be born with the same nature will see one another in the Bardo state. So those who are going to be born as gods see each other. In the same way, whichever of the six realms they are going to be born in, those of the same nature will see each other. Do not yearn for them, but meditate on the Lord of Great Compassion. Seen by the pure eyes of gods also means seen by the pure divine eye of meditation in real samadhi, and not only that which comes from the merit of the gods. But they do not always see. If they concentrate on seeing, they will see, but if not, or if their meditation is disturbed, they do not see. O child of noble family, with a body like this, you will see your home and family as though you were meeting them in a dream. But although you speak to them, you will get no reply. And you will see your relatives and family weeping. So you will think, I am dead, what shall I do? And you will feel intense pain, like the pain of a fish rolling in hot sand. But now suffering is no use. If you have a guru, supplicate him, or supplicate the Yidam, the Lord of Great Compassion. Even though you are attached to your relatives, it is of no use, so do not be attached. Supplicate the Lord of Great Compassion, and there will be no suffering or fear. O child of noble family, blown by the moving winds of karma, your mind, without support, helplessly rides the horse of wind like a feather, swaying and swinging. You will say to the mourners, I am here, do not weep. But they will not perceive you, so you will think, I have died. And now you will feel great pain. Do not suffer like that. All the time there will be a gray haze like the gray light of an autumn dawn, neither day nor night. This kind of bardo state will last for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 weeks, up to 49 days. It is said that the suffering in the bardo of becoming generally lasts for 21 days, but this is not quite certain because of the influence of karma. O child of noble family, at this time the great tornado of karma, terrifying, unbearable, whirling fiercely, will drive you from behind. Do not be afraid of it, it is your own confused projection. Dense darkness, terrifying and unbearable, will go before you. With terrible cries of strike and kill, do not be afraid of them. In the case of others who have done great evil, many flesh-eating demons will appear as a result of their karma, bearing various weapons, yelling war cries, shouting kill, strike, and so on. You will feel that you are being chased by various terrifying wild animals and pursued by a great army in snow, rain, storms, and darkness. There will be sounds of mountains crumbling, of lakes flooding, of fire spreading, and of fierce winds springing up. In fear, you will escape wherever you can, but you will be cut off by three precipices in front of you, white, red, and black, deep and dreadful, and you will be on the point of falling down them. O child of noble family, they are not really precipices, they are aggression, passion, and ignorance. Recognize this now to be the bardo of becoming, and call the name of the Lord of Great Compassion. O Lord of Great Compassion, my Guru, the Three Jewels, do not let me fall into hell. Supplicate fervently like this, do not forget. In the case of others who have gathered merit and were virtuous and practiced Dharma sincerely, all kinds of perfect enjoyment will invite them, and they will experience all kinds of perfect bliss and happiness. In the case of those who are indifferent and ignorant, who did neither good nor evil, they will not experience pleasure or pain, but only ignorance and indifference will appear. Whatever arises like this, O child of noble family, whatever pleasures and objects of desire, do not be attracted to them or yearn for them. Offer them to the Guru and the Three Jewels. Give up attachment and longing in your heart. And if the experience of indifference arises without either pleasure or pain, rest your mind in the great symbol state of an undistracted non-meditation. This is very important. O child of noble family, at this time bridges, shrines, and monasteries, huts, stupas, and so on will shelter you for a moment, but you will not stay there for long. Since your mind is separated from your body, you cannot settle down. You feel angry and cold, and consciousness becomes airy, speeding, swaying, and impermanent. Then you will think, alas, I am dead. What shall I do now? And thinking this, your heart will suddenly grow empty and cold, and you will feel intense and boundless pain. Since you must move on without settling in any one place, do not occupy yourself with all kinds of thoughts, but rest your mind in its basic state. The time comes when you have no food except that which has been dedicated for you to eat, and there is no certainty of friends. These are signs of the mental body wandering in the bardo of becoming. At this moment, pleasure and pain are determined by your karma. You will see your homeland, friends, and relatives, and your own corpse, and you will think, now I am dead, so what should I do? The mental body will be in extreme pain, so you will think, now why not find a body? And you will experience going everywhere to look for a body. Even if you enter your own corpse up to 9 times, winter will have frozen it, or summer made it rot, or else your relatives will have burned it or buried it in a grave, or given it to the birds and wild animals. For a long time has passed in the bardo of Dharmata, so you will find nowhere to enter. You will be in great despair, and have the feeling of being squeezed in between all the rocks and stones. Suffering like this is the bardo of becoming. Even if you look for a body, there is nothing but suffering. So cut off your yearning for a body and rest in the state of non-action, undistracted. By being shown in this way, liberation from the bardo is attained. But if in spite of being shown like this it is impossible to recognize because of the power of bad karma, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen. It is your own karma that you are suffering like this, so you cannot blame anyone else. It is your own karma, so now supplicate the Three Jewels fervently. They will protect you. If you do not supplicate like this and do not know the great symbol meditation, and you do not meditate on your yidam, then the good conscience within you will collect all your good actions and count out white pebbles, and the bad conscience within you will collect all your evil actions and count out black pebbles. At this time you will be very frightened and terrified, and you will tremble and lie, saying, I have not sinned.
This is the end of chapter 4. Tune in with us for the next Morning Gratitude, Fried Friday for Chapter 5, as we continue the Tibetan Book of Dead. Exclusively on your station for the transformational journey, Modern Spiritual Podcast.